Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's that time again. It's blaming time. It's been quite some time since it was blaming time, I know. As you know, I've had trouble consistently doing my show. First, I got this new job, and it kept spilling over onto my Wednesday night. I moved it to the weekend, and folks, it's hard to keep a consistent show on the weekend. So I'll check in when I can. So deal with it. All right, so I can do it this weekend. I'm happy to do it. And first up, Sandra Bland. A woman killed herself in jail, and nobody believes it. Who's to blame? If you want to contact me during the show and join the discussion, you can reach me at 347-326-9598. And I am also lurking on Facebook and Twitter. Oh, and usually I haven't launched it, but I'm launching it now. I will hang out in the Blog Talk Radio chat room if you're a member of Blog Talk Radio and want to comment there. You know, everybody wants to comment different ways. When I'm working, I like to be able to email or, you know, go onto the social network and say something as opposed to call. So, but if you do want to call, it's a 30-minute show, so 347-326-9598. I am covering two topics today, and first I will talk about Sandra Bland, and then I will move on to the state of our health care. So again, I state, a woman killed herself in jail, yet no one believes it. Who's to blame? So if you know, some people don't watch news, and they just don't know what's going on, and I've been following the story since it broke. The first thing I saw was a citizen video of a woman getting arrested and being a little roughed up and, you know, yelling, thank you for recording. And then the reason it made the news was because she turned up dead. They said that she hung herself and her family didn't believe it. So that was the first. And then, you know how social networks are, firestorm hits, and I was part of it, and because everyone's now questioning the untimely death of this woman, the suicide, quote-unquote, if you will. Now, this happened in Waller County, Houston, near Houston, Texas, around there. So, you know, it's really sobering. I used to live there, and I have friends that still live there. I have a friend, a very close friend, who I used to do lady chat with, Christina. She travels through there. She has pictures of herself through there. This could have easily been my friend. But, you know, I don't know Sandra Bland. So after the citizen video came out, ooh, excuse me. How's that for live radio? A little sneeze for you. After the citizen video came out, the police went ahead and released their video. And the day they released their video, there were, like, all kind of glitches in the video. But it was the video of her arrest, and I will play it for you. Because people became a little outraged after this video. And I can only play you the audio. You have to go check it out for yourself if you don't have any clue about what's going on with this case. Here's a bit of the arrest video.
You okay?
I'm waiting on you. This is your job. I'm waiting on you.
Well, you seem very irritated.
I am.
Step out, or I will remove you. I'm giving you a lawful order. car now, or I'm going to remove you.
And I'm calling my
car. I'm going to get you out of here.
Okay, you want to get me out of my car?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's do this.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Of the video. It's like a 45-minute video. And, you know, the Waller County Sheriff's Office, they went ahead and released it. It was the dash cam video from the officer's standpoint. So we both now have the citizen video and the officer video. And then as you're looking through the video, you have people saying, and it's been confirmed, that there's glitches in the video where the footage loops, and then, you know, you see it. And so the Waller County said that was an upload error through YouTube, but the thing about the glitches is only the video loops, not the audio. And I'm going into all of this to answer the question, why doesn't anyone believe that this woman killed herself? So we now have, you know, the family who's called for, you know, called for an investigation because they didn't believe that she really killed herself. They didn't, said she wasn't suicidal, she wasn't depressed, it's unlike her, she was getting out. Oh, and I failed to mention that one of her reasons for being in Texas was that she was there to start a new job at Prairie View. So I have a caller now that I've done with the video, so I'm going to go ahead and take that caller. It's one of our favorite callers, Info Guy. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm propped up with my leg, you know.
Oh, what happened?
I hurt myself in soccer. We'll be talking about that a little later, so stay tuned in. PJ, a woman killed herself in jail, and nobody believes it. Who's to blame?
I'll be honest. I haven't really followed the story. I have heard about it. I do feel it's a little sketchy. I don't think this woman killed herself per se. I was just listening to what you said about the audio, the video, and the audio didn't line up. It was looped. You said.
That's right.
So that's proof right there. I'm
so,
not sure what
so
to believe.
Saying that what makes you kind of question it is that because of this official video, it's already being dishonest with the public. So now you're like, I don't know if they're being honest with her about her suicide.
Right. I really don't think they're being honest with her suicide, and I think some more investigation should be looked into. I think that this is terrible, obviously. You know, and that's all I really can say about it.
Okay. Well, I was wondering, you know what? I was like, oh, I wonder if PJ will even call because, you know, my show's been inconsistent lately. And it was a nice surprise to see you holding. So thanks for calling in and listening.
Okay.
So maybe you might change your mind. Hit me up on Facebook. Tell me what you think at the end.
All right, sure.
All right, thanks. Okay, so, and that's just, you know, he's already questioning it, and he hasn't followed it as much as, of course, the family or me or maybe some of you out there. So she hung herself with the trash bag, which is just strange. I mean, I'm sure it could be done, but it just doesn't really make any sense. So this brings us to the her cell, her stay at the jail, because ultimately I'm asking, why don't people believe that this woman killed herself? So she goes there, she calls her family, she's trying to make bail, she's in good spirits. Like I said, she had this job she was trying to get to, and 3 days later, she ends up dead. Her family's like, she wasn't a depressed person, so I don't believe it. And so is it the family that's making us question it? Are we just kind of sympathizing with them? They don't believe it, so we don't believe it. Because, you know, it's totally possible this woman did kill herself in jail. Maybe she did become depressed, but I don't know what happened. We don't know what happened, and I admit that, but things are making us question, and I don't know if it's just the family, but they definitely initiated the question. This woman, before she was killed, she was like an activist, much like myself. She spoke out on social media about how to handle the police and about police brutality, about, you know, the profiling of black people. However, in all honesty, her paperwork that the Waller County, that I don't know if we could believe because they already put out a video that was, you know, questionable, but the paperwork that she allegedly filled out mentioned that two things that were inconsistent. On one page, it said that she thought about suicide after a miscarriage, and then the next page, it asked if she ever attempted suicide, it said no. And it just seemed to be contradicting info. This is what her sister says. And she just seemed, again, like she was in good spirits. That's what the family says. However, there's now a cellmate, or not a cellmate, but someone else that was at the jail that spoke with Sandra, that said that she believes that she could have killed herself because she was excited, and then, but she still thinks that she could have killed herself. I don't know. So, or is it just our distrust in the police lately? Like, who can trust the police? You know, police officer, I saw one came into my building yesterday, and I got scared because it's just like they're armed, and then they exert their power over you. You heard the video. That is not good training. I don't believe that a lot of the stuff he did was lawful and proper. I'm not a lawyer, but I don't believe the way he handled that stop was lawful and proper. I believe that he, before he detained her, he should have identified why he was detaining her. Now, Sandra was charged with resisting arrest. And my question was like, how can you be charged with resisting arrest when what were you being arrested for? You have to have another charge. And the other charge was, which he came up with later, he never told her this, was striking a law enforcement officer or a peace officer. And the thing about that is, she didn't really, we don't see in the video that she striked him. We see a struggle when he tries to pull her out of the car. But if you're arresting her at that moment, what were you arresting her? Why was she being pulled out of the car in the first place? Maybe that's why she was resisting, because you never told her why she was being pulled out of the car. Maybe she had an attitude, but that's not against the law. So I know that when I am under a traffic stop, at first I'm polite until I realize I'm getting a ticket anyway, and then I might become a little testy with the officer. That used to be my rule of thumb, but now I don't know, because first of all, this snowballed out of control. This woman was pulled over for failure to signal. She said she was getting out of his way, and then it snowballed into assault on a peace officer. She's in jail. She can't make bail. She's there for 3 days and winds up dead. And the distrust starts at the beginning of the whole situation because it's like, why did he do that? It was just like, when you watch the whole video, it was just like this man exerting his power over a woman because she wasn't doing what he said. So we already feel like the police couldn't be trusted during the stop. So, of course, and this is just off of everything going on in the United States, you can't believe this was just a suicide. It's hard to believe it, especially if her family's like, she wasn't suicidal, she wasn't depressed. And then, like, the video, why was it edited? Why did it come up like that? Why should we believe them? And then there's just, like, other people also are, this happens to other people. This has been happening since it's been illegal to kill black people. So, and then even before with non-black people, I'm sure just, when you have someone that wants to exert power and you give them that power, they can spin a story anyway to make you feel like this death was just, you just explain it away. How many deaths were explained away? There was another black woman that week, Kendra, I can't remember her last name, I'm sorry. Didn't do all my research before I came, but I know her first name was Kendra, and I don't know if, I think it happened in Alabama. But she was a lesbian, and she wound up killing herself, quote-unquote, in prison. I mean, in jail. And then it just makes me think back to, like, my childhood, and I had a boyfriend whose brother died in police custody. And I want to say it was his second brother that died in police custody because they can exert that power. They can they beat him to death. And they explain it away. Oh, he was being violent, this, that. We need our law enforcement officers. We need video on them constantly. They need better training. And we need to select better people. We don't want, it's like the priest pedophile. It attracts a certain type of person that you don't want in that job. And a police officer does that because it attracts someone that can exert power over people that don't like women, black people, or just anybody. So, do you think that maybe the media has something to do with our distrust and us not believing this story? Because when the story got picked up, like I said, it's a social media just snowstorm of just information, and it gets to the point where there's misinformation coming out. You know, I will say that I found something very interesting in. Two news stations went to the jail cell after she died, and they noticed there was a trash bag that was replaced. Although everything else was the same, her food was left in the same place, but the trash bag had been replaced, and it was not of the same color. She hung herself with a clear trash bag, and the trash bag in the trash can was black. I don't know. That's strange. And then between the two different news organizations that went in, there's a Bible on the bed that was closed from one time and then open to the next. So that makes you wonder. I saw a video of a man that, before a body was brought out, he sneaks and throws something away. And if you're on Facebook, I have all this documented on my Facebook wall. So you can go look at some of this stuff. But it just, in addition to that, you get the misinformation. There's a guy that shared a video of a woman that's hogtied, and it says Tampa Police. And he says, oh, the Tampa Police donated cars to the HPD a long time ago. That's Sandra Bland. First of all, she wasn't arrested by HPD. And no, that didn't happen. Police cars are not going to have the wrong jurisdiction. That is very important in law and order. So no. And it's stuff like that, that there's a video, they're saying that maybe her mugshot she wasn't alive in it. It's weird. It's all so weird. I don't know if that's true or not, because I was discussing it with a good friend of mine last night, and she was saying, you know, people have compared other mugshots, and in other mugshots, there's, you know, there's bricks behind them, not a smooth wall. And so it's just like, well, and you know that, like I say, people do what they can to make sure they can explain stuff away, especially when they're not following proper procedure and policy. So I don't know. I think that my distrust definitely stems from the fact that I know that this has been going on for years, especially with Black lives. And they just explain these deaths away like, oh, they did this, so they deserve to die. And there's a lot of fascism going around that agree with that, that don't believe that these people should get due process and, you know, see their day in court. However, with that said, Sandra Bland could have killed herself, and that's what the DA has ruled it. I can't wait for the family's review of the family's autopsy to come out. So we'll see if they conclude the same thing. And if she killed herself, then maybe we need to be discussing mental health. So, but it was a good opportunity to discuss the fact that police officers are not de-escalating situations. They often escalate them. So I'm running out of time, so I need to move on to my next topic. If you want to join that discussion, which let me tell you what it is first. Our healthcare system is still imperfect. Who's to blame? Okay. 347-326-9598 if you want to join the discussion. Excuse me, I need some water. I've been talking for almost 30 minutes straight. And I'm getting a little stuffy. But that's not why I'm talking about healthcare. It's not because my allergies are acting up. I can usually deal with those naturally. When it comes to healthcare, since the Affordable Care Act, I've had insurance. Okay, before that I didn't have insurance. I was unemployed. And before that I had crappy insurance that I paid almost $500 a month for. So you have this crappy insurance that I'm paying high dollar for. I can't remember what company it was, and it frankly doesn't matter. And then that was when I was teaching. You know what? Let me even go further back. Before that, I had great health insurance when I worked for like a medium-sized law firm in Texas. I had great insurance when I worked for a law firm in Houston. Great, great insurance. I went to the doctor all the time, which I really didn't need to, but I did. For preventative measures. I even got like an allergy test. And after that, kind of stopped going because my insurance just, I worked contract and this and that. Eventually, I had decent health insurance. When I taught, I'm sorry, it was not decent. It was crappy health insurance when I taught. That was the insurance when I paid $500 a month almost and never went to the doctor. So they got thousands of dollars for me, and I never saw a doctor. I went once, and I had, like, a really high deductible, so I didn't go. I was like, well, it's just my allergies. And that's when, from that point on, I was born, and I was like, man, I'm just taking care of myself. Then the Affordable Care Act was passed a little after that. I was unemployed because I got laid off, so I didn't have health insurance. And even when I moved to Florida, when I gained employment again, I didn't have health insurance. I was part-time, and then, you know, it's a small business. They couldn't afford health insurance for me. So I went through the exchange through Humana, and I was so excited, and I used it. I went to urgent care once because I had an issue with my foot. I was playing soccer. Well, then I switched jobs. I ended up with Blue Cross Blue Shield, which was decent. I had, you know, my woman's wellness, whatever. Brings me to now. So I got a new job, and I could afford to pay a little bit more for my health insurance. My employer's paying for it. Well, that insurance I pay for is $330 a month through the exchange through UnitedHealthcare. Okay. I signed up in March, at the end of March 1st. It started in April. It started in April, and fast forward to now, two weeks ago now, I was playing in a soccer game, and I twisted my knee and heard popping and couldn't walk and needed to get to a specialist right away to see what was wrong with my knee. Problem is, first of all, it was the weekend, so you couldn't really schedule an appointment. I went to an urgent care. I had my knee drained because it was swollen so much. Paid for that out of pocket. Then I found out, the reason I did that is I found out that my insurance was inactive. Although I was paying my premium, my insurance, it was canceled. It was deactivated, and I was like, what's going on? So, I paid out of pocket, got my knee drained, and I'm like, that Monday on the phone with my insurance company, and I cannot, you know, they tell me, you know, they're sorry, it was an error on their part, they'll get me reinstated right away. Right away turned into a week and a few days later. And it got to the point where I was giving up. I was on the phone with United Healthcare, and I definitely feel like I was dealing with people that were not in our country and couldn't really, it was really difficult to communicate what was going on. And not because of their accent or anything. It's because when I told them something and they communicated it back to me, it was always wrong. And then they would tell me that they were going to solve my problem, and then nothing. It was a total nightmare. Now, I'm running out of time, but throughout this experience, I just want to say that a lot of the doctor's offices blame the Affordable Care Act. A lot of the doctor's offices, Affordable Care Act, insurance anyway. Once I got my insurance reinstated, I had to, like, call around to try to get an appointment, and a lot of people weren't taking new patients, especially under the Affordable Care Act. I don't get that. That's, like, you're just not taking money because of you hate Obama? Because that's the only reason. So they wanted to blame the Affordable Care Act. I didn't have access to my doctor. I still haven't seen a specialist, and I couldn't get an appointment because I'm a new patient until, like, I have an appointment next Friday. My leg's still propped up right here. Is the Affordable Care Act to blame? Is it their fault? No. You know what? I have an HMO, which makes you have to have a referral to a specialist. I should have done my research and known more about that. Who came up with that plan? That plan is the stupidest plan ever. It limits your access so much. And they tried to blame it on the Affordable Care Act, and I was like, HMOs were around before the Affordable Care Act. So, no, you can't blame the Affordable Care Act. You can't blame the exchange. You can't blame Obama. I placed the blame on corporations. United Healthcare made my healthcare experience a nightmare. It wasn't because I went through the exchange. And then on top of that, doctor's offices who blackball Obamacare, or sorry, not Obamacare, that blackball exchange patients, also, who's to blame? You know, the insurance company, they like the Affordable Care Act. They're profiting off of it. But they are still providing terrible insurance, and that's the problem. That's why we need single payer. That's why we need to cut them out of the equation. Sorry for my unorganized thoughts. I'm emotional about it, so it was all over the place. But thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show. I don't know when I'll be able to do a show again, but hopefully soon. Hopefully next weekend. I will definitely try. There was a shooting. We've had, like, all these mass shootings. It's time to talk about that again, so hopefully soon. But if you want to hear what I'm saying in between times, you can find me on Facebook. Blame Girl is my page. BlameGirl.com is my website, and I'm all over social networks. Twitter, Blame Girls with an S. I'm on Pinterest, Instagram, Google+, and YouTube. Thank you.